Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, I want to say hello. I hope you can hear me, and I hope everything is coming through nice and clear. I am so happy to be with you today, and I'm just happy to be here. And I have some wonderful things for us to share. I've been thinking about resetting, thinking about starting over. I just want to know if I could just get a sound check real quick. I've been so excited about what's happening in the lives of where we're going. And kingdom living is a tremendous endeavor. But I want you to continue to step out on faith, because I believe that we have come to a very beautiful, thank you, thank you, Marie, thank you, Terry. I believe that we have come to a pivotal point in our lives. And I have experienced something that has really put some very profound things on my mind up front. And I want us to gain some clarity today and get some precision for purpose through this broadcast today. And it is a live broadcast. And we're just going to be looking at reset, because I believe that I have experienced a reset. Yeah, a reset. You know, even with our phones, sometimes it needs to be reset. Sometimes a reset can actually be like, can kind of clear things up for us. It could be a reset in our finances, our attitude, the way that we're conducting ourselves. It could just come in many, many ways. But this is what I want to talk about, just accepting the reset that may be going on in your life right now. Yeah. It could be a reset from a broken heart. It could be a reset from a disappointment. A reset can be like a shift. You know, when Moses opened up the Red Sea by the power of Yahweh, Almighty God, that was like a reset. Some things opened up, and it was like a new beginning for the children of Israel to step out on faith. I'm going to take a moment and read this to you from the Holy Bible, Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Please listen. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. So here Moses is speaking to the children of Israel. He's saying, take courage. Stand by, station yourselves, wait, be patient, be steadfast. And I believe that some of our listeners today, you may be right there, right now, where you need to station yourself and exercise some patience and be steadfast, because I believe that you're about to witness the deliverance of Jehovah, God Almighty. I believe that we're about to watch how the Eternal One is going to deliver us. And it's going to be like a reset, my beloved. You're going to see the victory of the Lord. You're going to see by what means, by what miracle God is going to do right under your eyes. You know what I mean? Right in your presence, in your view, within your understanding. He's going to give you, my beloved, a reset. Where the things that have been holding you back, some unexplainable. It could have been something that we were not even aware of. But I'll say it like this, the enemy of our soul. It's a reset for us now. The things that you may have been concentrating on, what you are unable to do, or what may be preventing you from moving forward, I'm sensing that there's going to be a reset. There's going to be a new and fresh identity or revelation of your identity taking place. Yeah. Something that I believe we've never, ever seen before. It's going to be reset within us. We're going to see some things for the last time. What has perhaps disappointed you, embarrassed you, made you feel ashamed, maybe only brought you to a certain point, and then you just seem like you couldn't break through to the next level. I promise you, I'm here today to encourage you that there's about to be a great reset within your life. I'm going to read the 14th verse of the 14th chapter. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Excuse me. Yahweh, he's going to do the bidding for you. He's the one that's going to do the reset within us. Yeah. And in this time, my beloved, if you can hold your peace, if you can remain quiet, if you can keep still, you won't need to lift a finger for this reset. Yeah. If you can be silent, try not to defend yourself during this reset. I want you to, in a sense, take a position where you don't waver in this season of your life. Don't be afraid. Stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. A reset. Yeah. You know, I know I've gone to the dentist and I know this is just an example, an antidote I'm about to give us so that we can get a clearer and a better understanding. You know, I have gone to get dental work done, and I had to be still. Yeah, I couldn't talk. And I'm not saying be quiet, don't talk. But I couldn't talk. I could maybe make a few sounds. But while the work was going on, I had to stay in that chair and be still. Yeah, I couldn't check for email, social media, what's going on. Let me look at my purse. No, I had to be still because some work was being done. I think some of you are following me. Even when a person has major or even minor surgery, they have to be still. When you get your x-rays done, they tell you to be still. Yeah. A person can break a bone and not get it properly taken care of, and then they have to do what? Re-break the bone and reset it. So I want us to begin to take a position of faith today and be convinced that the battle is the Lord's. Even in Psalms 46 and 10, it tells us to be still. I'll give you another example. How about the iPhone? The iPhone sometimes has to be reset. Mine does. even while I'm asleep at night, or I'll just say late in the night, sometimes some updates are taking place while I'm asleep. It's resetting, to reset, to set anew, to adjust. And sometimes we have to do it because, not to put anyone down, listen what I'm about to say, but sometimes it is because of an initial failure. I've done it. Listen, I've messed up some stuff and I had to wait and rely upon God, the spirit within me, to lift my consciousness to a new level so that I could get past my failure, my mistakes, my errors, my if I shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know, getting past that. Reset. Even when I'm driving my car, sometimes I reset the, you know, what keeps track of the miles. I reset it, and what? It goes back to zero. Doesn't mean that my car is working or my automobile, the vehicle, is working any less effective. But what it does mean is this. I'm starting over, fresh, counting again. Yeah. Sometimes we need the reset because we need some course corrections. Mm-hmm. So that it can work correctly again. Are you with me today? Yeah. On this podcast, the Dr. Govina Show, thank you so much for joining me. Yeah. You know, when our, you know, the router that routes in the Wi-Fi so that we can have access to streaming and internet abilities, sometimes you have to hold that reset button for 30 seconds to what? Reset it, to start it over again, to set it again. Often I have to reset my alarm. Yeah, to fix something in a new way, setting it again. And this is where some of us, not all of us, some of us have already experienced a reset. Sometimes we call it, listen at this, my beloveds, a second chance. Somebody's saying, aha, I got it now, Glovina. A second chance, another opportunity to get it right. Reset, all the settings, yeah, all the preferences being put back in divine order. Yes, the resetting. Sometimes it's necessary to get some things erased. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some of those things that have prevented us from moving forward, it's not always something that is just very huge. Often it is not, it doesn't have to be traumatic. It does not have to be an experience that brought severe trauma into our life. Sometimes it's the little foxes. I think I shared before that let's pay attention to the little things, because I mentioned to us on a few podcasts back that we're about to enter into new seasons. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I'm trying to keep my composure because I just feel like just jumping up and just running and just releasing all of the energy that God is pouring into us through this revelation, just a new way of looking at a second chance, another opportunity, a reset. Some things may need to be erased and other things are just fine as they are. They may not be perfect, but they're fine just as they are. Yeah. Oh, man. Because the children of Israel, there they were. They had left. They had ended bondage. And it was time for a beautiful reset, as they were about to begin their journey to the promised land, into a realm in the kingdom of God that is invisible often to the natural eye, but very, very real. But Moses, they met an obstacle. And I'm sure that they thought, hey, Moses, wait a minute. We might have been in bondage, but at least we were safe. But Moses, he told them to be still, and they would see the salvation of Almighty God. They were about to receive a reset as the Red Sea opened and the Red Sea became a wall of protection for them. In this reset, as you're walking through, it's going to be a new experience. Wow, I mean, I'm really excited. Because what you have gone through, much of it was temporary. Even though it was spiritual, some of it was physical, but it was temporary. Now you're about to walk in a new way. I'm not just saying this because I want you to hear it, but I also want you to experience it. Because in order to really experience this reset, you're going to have to utilize a very simple law, but not always easy. It is the law of fearlessness so that you can experience this reset. They had to experience the children of Israel walking through the Red Sea. We're going to have to let go of limited thinking. Come higher. Think greater. Yeah. The good is good, but now I think it's time for us to come into the greater. Begin to live that restructured life that God is resetting within you. If I didn't mention, I'm going to say this, my beloved. It may be a reset or a restructure or a reinstatement of your financial state, your educational state, your career, within your relationships, within your relationship with God. God may be taking you to a new dimension in Him, a new dimension and a new level, even within your holy matrimony. God taking you, removing some obstacles, clearing the way, giving you more flexibility to be able to see, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Being more on purpose. Hey, I'm slowing it down because I don't want us to miss any of this. There's something that's going to happen inwardly that will manifest outwardly, like everything else. Like everything else, my beloveds. The inward, what's going on the inside, begins to manifest on the outside. It begins to demonstrate. There becomes a transformation, not just a transition from the old to the new, but a transformation. I mean a mental transformation that begins to prepare us for what God has in store for us. Yeah. Knowing who we are, being able to say, I am a child of God. Yeah. Forgetting the old and accepting the new. And when we truly accept it, listen, nothing or no one can shake your faith. You begin to, and we have to get there where we're walking in boldness and assurance and confidence. God has reset me. He's given me another opportunity, and I'm going to take advantage of it. I'll no longer be a slave to what was the old. I'm walking into the new. Yeah, I'm checking in. Yeah, you know, when you go to when you go to lodge someplace, you have to check in and get the key. Yeah, the key to the kingdom. Yeah, because this promise is for you, my beloved. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We're free to come out of psychological prisons. We're free to come out of bondage. And we can speak it out of our own mouths. God has reset me. He has, maybe some things have been erased. Maybe some things have been installed while we were resting. Yeah. Maybe you've received your promise, but this time you really possessed it. You really wrapped your arms around it. And you said, yes, this is mine. God has given me a reset. God has given me another opportunity. I'm no longer a slave to what was because I'm walking into the new. I'm free to come out and to be who God created me to be. I'm a child of the King. And God has plans for me, and his plans, according to Jeremiah, are good. So we have to accept that God is with us. You're not alone, my beloveds. And so as we are being reset, begin to take notice, begin to examine your actions, and even begin to examine your attitude and your mentality toward the reset. Begin to look inward, and you will see, you will begin to see the manifestation on the outside. And others will notice it as well. I'm sure you've experienced that. Sometimes others notice the change for the better, often before we do. Let's make an effort to recognize God has given me a reset. Begin to proclaim it, you know, declare it, decree it. You have to speak this. Like Moses had to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. And he kept saying it over and over again, don't get discouraged. Begin to thank God for what he's doing in our life. Yeah. Don't give your problems the power. Give the solution the power. Do not give your problem or your situation or the circumstance that you may be experiencing, do not give it the power. Release the problem. Release the situation or circumstance. And let God reset for you. Don't feel like someone else is controlling your reset. God is controlling this reset. Don't be controlled by negative thoughts or things that others may have said about you that hurt you or disappointed you. Claim it now, your freedom. Wow. And be patient and be still and see the salvation of Almighty God. Speak those words of freedom. There's something that's going on, not just, I'm going to say it is not limited to us as listeners, even of this podcast. But I believe that this is a universal reset that's taking place. If you really think about it, we have ascended, but now we're letting go of some of the old, some of the negatives. Yeah. We're giving our hearts to a greater purpose now. Some of us are taking our children to the household of faith so that they can recognize that there is a greatness that is outside of us that dwells in the creator of the universe, and that as we humble and submit ourselves, he begins to reset us and bring us to where he intended for us to be. The reset. I'm going to share something. I've read it before, but I think it would be very appropriate for us to think upon it right now. And this is Our Greatest Fear by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plain small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're meant to shine as children do. We were born to make magnificent the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us,
everyone.
And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically will begin to liberate others. By Marianne Williamson. We have listeners. I just want to take a moment and give some shout outs. I'm amazed at how our listening audience is growing. But I want to thank you today for taking time from your schedule to be here with me so that we can move forward to help to make this world a better place. Listen at this. Here's some of our listeners. Italy, Bulgaria, Liberia, Romania, Brazil, London, Germany, India, Ghana, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, Australia. And I want to say the great and the wonderful United States of America. I want to thank all of you for being here with me today. I like to give a shout out, oh my God, for the resets. I want to shout out to my beautiful mom. I love you so much, mother. I want to shout out to my beautiful aunts. I want to say hi, Aunt Steen, Jewel, Rosemary. I love you all so much. I want to shout out today. I want to shout out to Velma and Terry. I want to shout out to Jewel and Judy and Sheila. I want to shout out to Amazing Love Fellowship. I want to shout out to, oh, my God, I have so many. Oh, I want to shout out to Carolyn and Carla, so many. I want to shout out to Jackie, also known as Marie. I want to shout out, guess what, Brooklyn. Yeah, hi, Brooklyn. I see you there. I want to say hi to Kevin. Come on, Kevin, you can do it. Hello, Brian, Lynn. I want to shout out to Christian today. I want to shout out to Dominique. I want to shout out to Lauren. I'm giving some shout outs today, Courtney, Isaiah, Apostle Carolyn. Hello. Helen, love without limits. I want to shout out to Gloria. God bless you in your new venture. I want to say hello to my cousin, Isaiah, Collegiate Training Institute. Hey, keep up the good work. You're making a difference. Joy in Texas. Hello. I want to shout out to Latorsha and Fabio. I want to say hello to Crystal in Illinois. Oh, soon to be grandma. I'm thinking about you. Hello, Joanne in Atlanta. Hello to Sonia, my beautiful, beautiful niece. LaDonna. Hello, Michiko and Yuji. Hello, Pastor Jane. I know I hollered out once, but I'm going to do another one here. Dr. Patra, it was so good to see you this weekend. I want to shout out. I want to give a special shout out to Princess Bola. It's a pleasure to meet you and to spend time with you. I want to shout out to Wanda and Gloria. I want to shout out to Denise, Felicia, Donna. Hey, Ella, hello. I want to shout out to the Davis family today. Oh, my God. Hi, Maddie. Look, I see you. I want to shout out to Steven and Nico and Allie and Jordan and Kayla and Lauren and Tandana. Hello. I love you all so much. I didn't call out your name. It's certainly not because I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. So many beautiful things are happening. What were you called to do? Because you're being reset. You're being given a second opportunity. Wow. You're given a second opportunity to do it again. And you may have gotten it right the first time, but listen to this. Now you may have to redo some things, and you're going to get a second opportunity to do it even better. Hi, Omo. I love you so much. I want to shout out to all of you. This is so exciting for me to see how you've taken time. God bless you. I want you to know that I love you so much. I really do.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.